Do you see the bridge? Do you recognize the tracks from the station? Go down the road towards the bridge.
When you get to the red kiosk, turn left into the small path and stop there, between the kiosk and the house. You come across the fresh tar, the city's promise of a future that lasts. Position yourself between the kiosk and the house. Stand here for a bit. Look. Look up at the image interference on the info screen. This is not for you. This is for those who are waiting over there on the platform, waiting for a train to take them away, to help them vanish. The screen speaks. It pixelates itself towards you. It shows and shows and doesn't mean you. You're too small. You're standing too close, too far below. This is your chance. This is the circumstance that helps you vanish. Now, lower your gaze and go. Leave the pixels. Leave the little house. Go forward. Go straight ahead. Take the path that lies before you. Cobbles. Old stone. The stumbling path. Cross the paths. Cross the city. Cross its plan, its maps, its order. Just read its trail. Look, so much litter, things abandoned, separated, used. Get to work on the traces. Look at the walls, at the waysides, at the windows. These are the houses. These are the walls. This is the facade. The post-war grey. The Alpina dream of the fathers, the old white of yesterday that knows nothing of today. The first layer of the new build. Just the first code, just the beginning. Walk on between the houses and the track. Read closely. Look closely. Think about facades. That's the skin. On the garages, the writing, sprayed or painted, a braille, written for a few, and no one lets you in on it. A crossing out of the dictated facade, enriched with names, encrypted, collection of pseudonyms, eternalized for a while, by order of the colors, by application of the layer on the older layer, overpainting of the decreed surfaces, tattooed. Underneath, the city is shedding its skin, property by property. It's still growing, growing towards you. Skim it, scrape it free. Look what was and who. Read, layer by layer. There is an advertising column over there, in front of you, slightly on the right. When you reach it, keep right. You're facing a tunnel. Go towards the entrance of the tunnel. Go under the track. Keep right. Descend into the tunnel.
Go inside. Go under the track. Underneath the maps. Get in the hole. Under the radar. A shortcut in the text you read on the maps. A wormhole. This tunnel, entrance and exit wound at the same time. A channel. The disused city. Walk slowly, look around you and feel the tunnel. Stop in the middle for a while. Stand in the middle. Stand crossways. Stay a little while. Look back. You have this path behind you. This piece of space. This piece of time. Someone has planned this hole. This is where the city is hurt. This is where the skin opens up, pierced from A to B, punctured, undercut, undermined. Someone has discovered the depth. You are all swallowed up. Here you can camouflage yourself, practice being gone. A little vanishing between the lines, a short hideout. No view of you, clear view. Stay a little. And think of the weight above you. Stone, steel, boulders. Statically planned, in statistical trust in the mechanical experience of the people who came before us. The tunnel carries the weight for you, so that you can stand here. Do you feel that? How someone else's plan surrounds you, someone who is perhaps retired today. How a design from the past reaches out to you, how its plan arches over you. The idea as matter that lasts. It is an echo of stone, called over from the last millennium. Have a look at the walls. As the city ages, it gradually forms a skin, like a cocoa cooling off, like something that's been sitting on the stove for too long, like a wound that's healing, a new layer. Secretly in the dark, out of nowhere, the night shift, the reinvention of the surface. Imagine you are in a museum. On display today are the names of the people who were. A great retrospective. You are standing under the writing. The city is painted, tattooed, above ground, below ground, its skin. Folded in time, superimposed on each other, the whole alphabet executed on the walls, a serial novel, a narrative that forgets itself, vanished layer by layer, under itself, signed, underwritten, painted over, written forth, memory of a forever different time, disposed of on the wall. How deep can you read? The tunnel is a memory. It says, who was, is still here, in the writing, in the stone, in its respective layer, highly opaque, overwritten or legible, coded, formed, encrypted from end to end. Secret agents by order of the colors. They give you a sign, lay tracks. They had different plans for the walls than the fathers. They have underwritten the whole city. They regain it. They take it. Now you see me. Go on slowly. Approach the exit at exhibition speed, but don't leave the tunnel yet. Stop at the threshold to the outside. At the threshold to the outside, at the names of those who were. Look outside. Look to the right, towards the sky. Luke, Luke, Luke. It peeks out, brings itself into play. You know it now. You follow the tracks. We want to learn to read today. This is the back end of our program. Now, lower your eyes. Don't believe in anything. Go to the left. Ascend from the tunnel. Take the stairs to the left. Go above ground. Shake off the museum. Cross the street carefully and go to the left until you see Neustraße. Turn in on the right. Walking down the road until you reach the traffic lights. There, this track ends. Cross the street. Once you are on the other side, play the next track.